Tax Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Monday, the 12th day of the month of Shvat. As always, it's so great to be back with all of you. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email to sponsor future programs. And we always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Executive Vice President of the Orthodox Union, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Hauer slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and it will be followed, as always, by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hauer.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Naftali. It's a privilege to be able to join you again for this gathering of tefillah that has been continuing so consistently and so beautifully and so importantly throughout this crisis. Tefillah, prayer, is something which has a special mention, an unusual mention, in this week's Parsha. We read, of course, this week about Kriyas Yamsuf, about the splitting of the sea, as the Jewish people are making their final escape from the Egyptians. And remarkably, as the Jewish people stand between the Egyptians who are closing in on them, and between the sea, Moshe Rabbeinu cries out to Hashem, the Jewish people cry out, and Hashem says, God says to Moshe, Matitzak Eli, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Jewish people, the Yisau, that they should go ahead, they should travel, they should just go ahead into the sea. Why are you davening? Rashi says, it's not the time. It's not the time for significant prayer. Very unusual. You know, Jews, we like to pray. And here, we're told it's not the time for prayer. So one way to see it, of course, is that there's a time for prayer and there's a time for action. And this was a time for action for them to move ahead. But it is therefore, it would seem remarkable, surprising, that every time we formally daven in the morning, when we formally daven in the evening, shachris, arvis, what are the words that we say? What are the lines that we say right before we daven, right before we pray? Michamocha, Hashem Yimloch La'olam Voed. The story that we recall and the verses that we recite come from the splitting of the sea, come from Kriyas Yamsuf, come from this story. How can we understand this? If this is the one time or one of the few times where the Jewish people are told, no, this is not the time to pray, how then could we cite this very same story as the introduction to our basic prayers, our basic tefillos, each and every day, each and every morning, and each and every evening? And so perhaps the way to view this is somewhat different, and in a way that in fact should inform the way we daven, the way we pray all the time. You see, the Jewish people, with the Egyptians closing in on them and the sea in front of them, the Jewish people screamed to Hashem. They screamed to God in desperation. They saw an end that appeared to be near. And Hashem said to them, why are you crying out? You're crying out as if you're desperate. Just go ahead. The sea is in front of you. It's not an obstacle. What God was saying to us was that it's not the time to scream as if you're stuck. There's a path. Of course there's a path. I didn't perform all of those miracles to take you out of Egypt, just to lead you to a brick wall, to a dead end. The Jewish people have a destiny. They have a purpose. They have a goal. And so you will go ahead. You want to cry to Hashem. You want to pray to Hashem for clarity, for exactly what the path is. That's okay. But there's no room, Moshe is told, for you to cry out in desperation as if heaven forbid the end is near. The Jewish people always have a future. Matitza Kelai. We can pray. In fact, we learn from Kriyas Yamsuf, from Kriyat Yamsuf, from this story, how to pray. That when we pray not with desperation, but we pray with a sense of confidence. And the last words before we begin to pray are the words of the Song of the Sea. When we saw, realized that the screaming, the tzaka, was replaced with shira, with song, that desperation was completely transformed into confidence, where we were truly shown that we had a destiny, that we had a path forward, and that we always have a path forward. During times like these, when we have mibayis ulichutz, from inside and from outside, so many challenges, a long year, a long pandemic, a lot of isolation, a lot of sickness, a lot of loss, when so many other elements of our world and our society give us cause for concern, we can cry out in desperation. But in a certain sense, what the Song of the Sea teaches us, what the story of the Song of the Sea teaches us, is that of course we pray, but we pray with that song ringing in our ears, and that sense not of desperation, but of destiny. That we know, if we, the Jewish people, are still around, if we're still around after all these millennia, after all these challenges, it's because God has something in mind for us. He's had it in mind for us for all of these centuries, and he continues to. So we pray. We pray sincerely, and we pray in a certain sense, confidently, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that God will somehow, and hopefully with very little further pain, bring us out and move us forward. Bezrato. We will proceed now for the readings of Tehillim, of the Psalms, and we will start with Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Yizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzor, Vinos Deshe Yarvitzeini, Almei Menuchos Yenahaleini, Nafshi Yishovev, Yam Cheini B'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech B'Gei Salmoves, O Yira Ra Ki Ata Imodi, Shivtucho Mishantecho Heimo Yenachamuni, Taroch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Tzoreroi, Mishanto V'Shemen Roshi Kosi Revayo, Ach tov v'chesed yirdufuni kol yumei chayoi, v'shavti b'veis Adonai liorech yomi. Kuf Chof Aleph 121. Shir l'amalos eslo inay el heorim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, Yosei Shamayim Voret, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomrecha. Hinei lo Yonum v'lo Yisham Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzulcha Al Yad Yeminecha. Yamom HaShemesh lo yakeko yoreach baloilo. Adoino yishmorcho mikol ra yishmor et nafshecho. Adono yishmor teitcho vayecho me'ato v'yad olom. Kuf Lamed 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirosicho Adonai. Adonai shima bikoli. Tien oz necho kashuvos lekol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yo Adonai mi yamos.
ki imcha hasulicha leman tivorei. Ki visi Adonai, ki visa nafshi, v'lidvaro hacholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo v'sedus. Behu Yisdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov.
We'll recite the Mishabeach for Cholin. Please include names of those who need our prayers for a complete recovery.
Mishabeach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo U'Yivarech V'Yavetz HaCholin. Avur shanu mispalalim baburam vizchayze HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei rachamim aleihem lachti mamu rachosom lachti komu lachti osom vishlach lemir fuh shleima min ha-shamayim v'cholei voreim v'gideyem v'soch shor v'cholei Yisrael v'rfuah sanefesh v'rfuah sagov ashtav agalo v'zman koriv v'nomar omein. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim betzaro v'shivya, omdim bein bayam uvein bayabosho. Hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotiyeh mitzaro lirvocho, umeafelo lioro mishivud ligulo, hashto bagolo, uvizman choriv v'naymar omei.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Hauer. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, the tova for good. And may the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we'll hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yechiel Schaefer of the Pikesville Jewish Center in Baltimore, Maryland. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.